This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A sharp spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations appears to have stalled. On Wednesday, the state reported 1,674 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's within 200 of the pandemic record from 2020. But the numbers have been around that level for a full week. The 7-day rate of positive tests is a little below 27, and it's been dropping for the past week. Still, that figure is more than 5 times the rate that public health officials consider worrisome. 2 teens were shot in Aurora this afternoon, not far from where a rash of teen violence took place late last year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
A 16 and 17-year-old were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Aurora Police Department. In November, a rash of 3 shootings left 13 teenagers injured. The violence sparked peace rallies and increased school security. Governor Polis and other community groups want to add funding for gang violence prevention. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
President Biden has nominated Magistrate Judge Nina Ninyuan Wong to serve a lifetime appointment as a district judge in Colorado's federal court. If confirmed, Wong will fill the seat being vacated by Judge Christine Arguello, who is stepping down later this year. Wong is a Taiwanese immigrant who has served as a magistrate judge since 2015. She is the former president of the Asian Pacific American Bar Association of Colorado. Her nomination now goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee. You are listening to CPR News. Stay warm because it is a cold night.